You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone Limited auditor said insufficient disclosures over certain transactions means it can only issue a qualified opinion on the company's accounts, returning the spotlight to allegations made by short seller Hindenburg Research on Gautam Adani's empire. A Bloomberg report said that Deloitte Haskins & Sells LLP raised concerns on Tuesday over the port unit's transactions with three entities, which the company said were unrelated parties. But the auditor said it could not confirm that the parties were indeed unrelated and that the firm has refused to grant an independent external examination that would help prove so. It's the first time that a top auditor has issued a qualified opinion on part of the empire's books, citing allegations from the U.S. short seller report that has wiped more than $100 billion of the group's market value. Moving on, Nvidia Corp's market valuation fleetingly crossed the $1 trillion threshold on Tuesday after the chipmaker's artificial intelligence prospects vaulted it into an elite club of just five American companies. The stock rose as much as 7.7% early in the session, putting Nvidia well into $1 trillion territory, before retreating from the milestone during the afternoon. Alphabet Inc., Amazon.com Inc., Apple Inc., and Microsoft Corp. are the only other U.S. businesses to have trillion-dollar valuations, and fewer than 10 companies globally have achieved the distinction. Nvidia was up 3% to $401.11 as of the close in New York, putting its market capitalization at $990.7 billion. No other company embodies Wall Street's current obsession with AI more than Nvidia. It has become the world's biggest maker of the specialized chips needed to power a new generation of AI products, surpassing Advanced Micro Devices Inc. and Intel Corp. in capability, just as the viral success of ChatGPT has virtually every company around the world baking AI into its operations. Nvidia shares have soared since last week when it gave an AI-fueled sales forecast that shattered Wall Street's estimates. Now, latest on new Fitch ratings. Fitch Ratings on Wednesday said it has revised the outlook on O'Rival Stays Limited long-term foreign and local currency issuer default ratings to positive from stable, while affirming the ratings at B-. The ratings agency also said it has affirmed the rating on the $660 million senior secured term loan facility due 2026 issued by OYO's fully owned subsidiary O'Rival Stays Singapore Pte. Limited at B-. The outlook revision reflects our view that OYO is on track to generate positive EBITDA and cash flow from operations sustainably. This follows positive EBITDA in every quarter of the financial year ended March 2023, which is the first year of profit since OYO's incorporation in 2012, Fitch Ratings said in a statement. It further said, "We expect significant growth in its EBITDA in FY24, led by an ongoing demand recovery in the travel and tourism industry, the company's stable gross margins, and reduction in operating costs." Some overseas update now. Hundreds of Credit Suisse's employees are resigning each week in a sign of uncertainty gripping the lender while it is being taken over by rival UBS, two people familiar with the matter said on Wednesday. Credit Suisse bankers, worried about their future, are seeking safer employment at competitors, one person said. Both declined to be named because they are not authorized to speak publicly. Swiss newspaper Blick reported early on Wednesday that each day around 150 people worldwide were resigning from Credit Suisse, while one of the two people said they saw about 200 resignations a week. UBS agreed on March 19th to take over its smaller Swiss rival as part of a rescue arranged by the Swiss authorities after a bout of market turmoil brought the struggling lender to the brink of collapse. Credit Suisse said in April that the bank's employee attrition has been higher over the last year, and that it had just over 48,000 full-time employees at the end of the first quarter. It reported 50,480 full-time staff at the end of 2022. And finally, here's what happened in stock market today. Domestic indices ended Wednesday's session in the red. The NSE Nifty 50 fell 99.45 points or 0.53% to 18,534.40. and BSE Sensex plunged 346.89 points or 0.55% to 62,622.24. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty tanked 308.20 points or 0.69% to 44,128.15. Nifty Metal plunged 46.50 points or 0.78% to 5,890.05. And Nifty Oil and Gas tumbled 94.75 points or 1.26% to 7,432.15, while Nifty Pharma rose 73.70 points or 0.58% to 12,678.40. And Nifty Realty jumped 3.60 points or 0.76% to 478.80. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were Tech Mahindra, Bharti Airtel, Kotak Bank, SBI Life and Sun Pharma, while the losers were ONGC, NTPC, Axis Bank, Reliance Industries Limited and HDFC. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.